advocates, never personal, only politics.
Oh man, I had a rough day and I hate the oh. You know what
I'm I just want to confirm it was indeed the Eagles before I made any profane comments at our producer. I've been doing a fine job here in the world headquarters, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. Let's go back there. Jeff from Madison, what do you got for us?
All right.
Hey, Jeff.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
What was in the safe, Jeff?
I'm going straight to the Epstein tapes. But I do have I got an issue with Dom. You know, he said that, you know, if the FBI broke into Mar-a-Lago and they saw somebody, you know, bound up on in the dungeon, that they would free him. You know, what if that was an adult and it was consensual? You're really going to let him go?
Well, certainly, if that were to be the case. I mean, the GIMP certainly seemed like he enjoyed being in tied up with the zipper closed. But, I mean, generally speaking, my point being, Jeff, and thank you for the clarification, certainly if there is obvious crimes, if they walk into a place and they're packaging, you know, cocaine, they're not just going to say, oh, we don't have a warrant for this. Carry on, we'll come back. You know, you're going to have to address the obvious criminality if it's right in front of your face.
Well, yeah, that's where I was going. I just, you know, don't want anybody to be concerned that their sex dungeon is going to get raided this afternoon.
Oh, no, no doubt. And if you're into sex dungeons and you're, you know, consensual for it and you're down and that's how you get your groove on, I'm not judging. I'm not saying certainly you have the right to engage in whatever consensual behavior that you and other adults choose to do.
Hey, my kid's in the building. Let's stop talking about the sex dungeons. The kids don't even know it exists.
Can I
change the locks?
Real quick?
Yeah, man.
What's that, Jeff?
You know, we went and voted right before lunch today, and, you know, the numbers were really low. I think I was like 159, 160 on the machine. That's just really sad.
Is that out
people
in the...
need to get up and get out there.
Are you in the Mount Horeb area, Jeff, or Madison?
No, I'm in Madison.
Now, that seems like a low number, unless you're talking like 703 you went and voted. A low number.
Yeah, it was a little bit before noon, and I was kind of shocked that it was that low. So I'm not really
before
holding my
noon,
breath.
That's, you know, that is a shockingly low number, seemingly, Jeff. And I would say the unfortunately, I don't think the Democrats did themselves any favors when the whole field sort of coalesced around Mandela Barnes. I mean, I'm sure the Barnes team, I'm sure Corey Koslowski had to be ecstatic. But if you weren't the actual candidate, if you're looking for what's in the best interest of the electorate, doing sort of a, you know, a dry run, getting ready for the fall election, seeing if your machines, if your volunteers, if your team's ready, and then what's the incentive to turn out today? I mean, I was joking in hour number one, you know, I was having a little fun on my ballot because, you know, there was no drama. There's nothing really for me to decide at this late hour. Yeah, I considered voting Republican, Jeff.
Yes, so did I, but I just couldn't pull the lever for them.
It does feel quite dirty, Jeff. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
You're in the 63rd Assembly District, and you're considerate of voting for Adam Steen.
Trump's favorite.
Joining Trump and Gableman in endorsing the opponent to Robin Voss and the... I guess partisan primary, the Republican partisan primary, the 63rd. And let's not forget, Robin Voss only got like 3,000 votes in the primary last time around. There were like 30,000 votes in the general. So there's enough eligible voters. You know, 1,500 votes could sway that election. I'm just saying, do the wrong thing for all the right reasons.
844.
There's nothing wrong. It's not an illegal act. You can. It's an open primary. You don't have to.
Well, you can't cross the streams, though, man. I mean, if you're going to do it.
It's never a good idea to cross the streams.
Well, until it is. But you literally can't. It's a partisan primary. You have to pick one side and vote on that side. You can't do one here, one there, which I also find. I mean, really, I mean, why is it that way? Why not have an open primary? If you happen to like a couple of candidates from different parties, why not? But this is how it is here. So if you're going to play Crudy's games.
I hear that's how Kristen Sinema got elected in Arizona.
If you're going to play Crudy's games, you have to stay on the Republican side.
Yeah, you only get one column, but that'd be the fun side. I mean, that's where the fun's at. That's the partisan political gubernatorial primary. Of course, you could Castabella for Ram Jam, Dom's favorite.
Oh my God.
You know, I had a friend ask me today, and I don't know if he's a Democrat or a Republican, but he asked me, he's like, you know, I'd like to vote Democrat, but it's kind of decided. So I guess I'm going to go vote Republican. I think he sees himself as something of a political independent. He said, because I find Tim Michael so distasteful, I just got to go vote against him. I said, don't worry, you'll have an opportunity in the fall. I think the you know, and we're doing extended coverage. I'm expecting, and I hope the mouth works, because it's going to be quite late this evening. I think we're going to go late into the evening. And it could be a margin of like 10,000 votes.
Talking about the Republican gubernatorial side, yeah.
Yeah, that and Peter Pekarsky, with my support, could rock the world. And come from behind, from like 80 points behind, and win the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. Probably won't happen, but, you know, what Ron Johnson say? Anything's possible. Although I would have to call a rigged election for that to happen. But the Adam Steen thing, I think theoretically, numerically, you know, with enough dissidents and, you know, enough anger on the Republican side, they could literally eat their own leader.
Or at least one of them. It's almost like, I mean, I don't know if it's me, but tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me, given all the circumstances and what's happening, that the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin is in disarray. 844-967-2789. Andy from Beaver Dam, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Andy.
Well, I'm not going to worry about Robin Voss, but who should our Republican friends, in order to have somebody that Tony can beat, who should they vote for, or who should?
Oh, it'd have to be Ram Jam. I mean, he plays, you know, well in the primaries, but I cannot imagine Ram Jam getting more than about 10% of the vote in a general. He would disillusion Republicans, some of them.
I don't know, Andy. I mean, abrasive. Certainly the polling has Ram Jam lowest of all the Republicans at this point. But, you know, they coalesce around their own, man. And now you see the quote-unquote political persecution of Donald Trump. And this has never happened before. And, you know, they're calling lock and load civil war. Some of the social media stuff is exactly what you would expect it to be. So, yeah, I think he would, if Ram Jam got it, now he's the weaker of the three. But if he got it, he'd get more than 10%, Andy. But I don't think he'd win.
Well, I'm sorry about Ram Jam. I'm saying Rebecca versus good old Tim. Who would we want that would be the most beatable?
I think Rebecca Clayfish. I think she'd be less inspiring to Republicans. I think the Trump endorsement and the contrast, just the size, the physical vitality of Michaels relative to Tony Evers.
He's a man. He's a man. He built brawn. He built the Eiffel Tower out of steel. He's a man, is what Crudy's exactly saying. For the Republican side.
And a veteran and a paternalistic feature, and he's a loud talker, so they like that as well. I think it would be Michaels. I mean, the polling, if you believe the polling that was released earlier today, it's within a half a point between Michaels and Clayfish. It's really going to come down to where the votes drop. If she can turn out the wow counties, then Rebecca Clayfish will be the nominee. And if she does not, if she cannot get over votes in Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties, then Tim Michaels, he's going to overwhelm outstate, Andy. People have no idea. I mean, I keep telling you, but it has been filthy with Tim Michael ads all over the state on the radio where people outstate go to for their news.
I saw that the AP reported Michaels put $12 million of his own money into this campaign, Andy.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know, the pipeline company's going to have to make more money to make up the balance that he's spending off the election here. I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong, Andy. Maybe you know, the independents would find the policy chops of Rebecca Clayfish more palatable. But I think when you factor in issues like Roe v. Wade, I cannot see any of these Republicans defeating Evers. And I don't think Evers is an overly strong candidate. I don't see any sort of red wave coming. Evers has got decent approval ratings from the electorate. And I think the vast majority of Wisconsinites that are paying attention, they know that if Evers is not moving an agenda, it's really because Republicans won't let him.
Right.
Legalize pot, Tony. He doesn't have the power. Except through the budget.
I'll be listening to the coverage tonight on the radio.
Oh, we'll be going late. I'm not sure what time the booze is coming out of the cabinet, but
you better wait a while, man.
At least they won't be so damn hot anyway. You won't have to head to the bar because of the heat is over.
It won't be a Trump rally, Andy. That's for sure. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I always appreciate
the word of tonight's primaries. Sweaty. No, I guess that was the Trump rally. I'm going to have some fine co-pilots here tonight, Dom. I don't need you. Nobody needs you. No, I've got Pat Kreitlow. He, of course, has been doing the Up North News product for us. And if you live in the Wausau market, or if you particularly like Good Morning Host, Pat does our 8 to 11 product on Bull Falls Radio. Pat's going to join me at 8 o'clock tonight. We will be joined by Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, about 8:45. We would expect the U.S. Senate race will have been declared by the media at that time, and probably will have heard some live coverage from our friend Earl Ingram, who does a damn fine morning show in Milwaukee in his own regard, for WAUK. He's going to be at the Mandela Barnes headquarters for our coverage this evening. And then in hour number two, Kristen Bryce is going to join me. She'll be my co-host for the hour. And then hour three, Vegas Joe Sapecki. Joe's joining at 10. So Joe's going to, hopefully stick around all the way until the Republican gubernatorial race is decided. And if it goes too late, I'll get tired and go to bed.
Now, Crudy,
read the paper.
Only one Republican will win. Will the other two claim that it was a rigged election, that it was fraud, that
the
votes were stolen?
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the go-to now. Whoever loses, it's rigged. If you win, it's exactly how we wanted it to be.
Recount. I'm going to need a cyber audit of the partisan primary outcome. And, I'll give you like 8 weeks to work it out.
It's going to cost millions of dollars. But I'm down. I'll be happy to do it for you. But you got to pay up front.
Is Kanye on the ballot tonight?
I don't think so.
Anyways, looking forward to it. 844-967-2789. I don't even need to screen. Wisco Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Yeah, when I went up to vote today, I was a little worried about the voting machines, but they assured me everything was okay, so I went ahead and voted. I wonder if the... it's an amazing thing.
Hang on, Paul. What do you mean by that? Hang on. You were concerned about the voting machines. Why?
I wasn't. I was just joking.
Oh, you're joking. All right. I was going to say, did not take your ballot right away? I mean, what are you talking about?
Did the ghost of Hugo Chavez meet you at the Dominion machine there today, Paul?
It must have been the ghost. I could smell the sulfur in the air, Paulie.
All I just was giving the poll workers a hard time is all. And then I thanked them, for taking my joke. But hey, at any rate, I think Rebecca wins tonight because my understanding is farmers really like her. Of course, that's hard to say. But I did vote for Pekarsky because he does ads on your radio. So,
well, that makes two of us, deal. Paul.
Yeah, well, that's...
But by 8:45, I'm going to be telling you all about the fine, fine candidate for the general election that Mandela Barnes makes.
That's a foregone conclusion. So anyway, I'll be listening to your show tonight. Thanks for what you do, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for listening. Bring the spotted cows. 844-967-2789. One last segment for this fine program, but live coverage going all night, starting when the polls close at 8.
No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, do not open this door.